shots fired in Paris on Wednesday in an attack on Charlie Hebdo, a satirical weekly newspaper. Three men fled. One said, "On a vengé le prophète Mohammed, on a tué Charlie Hebdo." We have avenged the Prophet Mohammed. We killed Charlie Hebdo. 8 journalists, 2 police officers, a maintenance worker, and a visitor were killed. 11 people wounded, 4 of them seriously. Among the dead, the paper's editor, Stéphane Charbonnier. French officials say one man sought in connection with the deadly shooting surrendered. The 2 remaining suspects are French brothers Saïd and Sharif Kouachi. An official told the AP the men are linked to a Yemeni terrorist network. Sharif Kouachi was convicted in 2008 of terrorism charges for helping funnel fighters to Iraq's insurgency. He was sentenced to 18 months in prison. The masked killers gained entry to Charlie Hebdo offices as a cartoonist, a young mother, entered. Corinne Ray said she had returned from picking up her daughter from kindergarten when she was confronted by 2 heavily armed men wearing masks. She let them into the offices. The gunmen walked into an editorial meeting and fired repeatedly. She survived the attack by hiding with her daughter under her desk. It is France's deadliest terror attack in at least 2 decades. France is on high alert. Charlie Hebdo had been repeatedly threatened for its caricatures of the Prophet Mohammed. French President François Hollande said there is no doubt it was a terrorist attack of exceptional barbarity.
Notre meilleure arme, c'est notre unité.
Hollande said our best defense is our unity. Nothing could divide us. Nothing should oppose us. Nothing should separate us.
Rien ne doit nous opposer. Rien ne doit nous séparer.
NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton assured the media that the city is ready in case there's a similar attack in New York.
We have no information indicating any direct threat against any entity here in the city of New York.
World leaders reached out to President Hollande and the French people, expressing their outrage and solidarity. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the attack on the satirical weekly was a horrendous, unjustifiable, and cold-blooded crime meant to divide.
We must not fall into that trap. This is a moment for solidarity. Around the world, we must stand strong for freedom of expression and tolerance and stand against the forces of division and hate.
On social media, the overwhelming response has been support for Charlie Hebdo and condemnation for the attack on free speech and freedom of the press. Le Monde, one of the most widely respected French newspapers in the world, said they are helping to continue publishing the satirical weekly. Meanwhile, spontaneous demonstrations erupted throughout Europe in support of free speech. People hold signs which read, "Je suis Charlie," I am Charlie. Several hundred people gathered in Manhattan's Union Square to show their support for the victims of the attack last night. Jon Stewart on his show said what many feel.
Our hearts are with the staff of Charlie Hebdo and their families tonight. I know very few people go into comedy, as an act of courage. Mainly because it shouldn't have to be that. It shouldn't be an act of courage. It should be taken as established law. But those guys at Hebdo had it, and they were killed for their cartoons. Stark reminder that, for the most part, the legislators and journalists and institutions that we jab and ridicule are not in any way the enemy. For however frustrating or outraged the back and forth can become, it's still back and forth, a conversation amongst those on, let's call it team civilization.
And CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, the nation's largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization, condemned the shooting attack on the offices of Charlie Hebdo. They repeated their defense of freedom of speech, even speech that mocks faiths and religious figures. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.